Pam heads up forever until Jesus comes back, our greeters. And so the greeters, how did they feel when the greeters said hi? Okay? How did they feel when they dropped their kids off in children's ministry? And I will tell you, it looks a little chaotic, but it's highly organized because everybody's coming down the stairs. It's really quite amazing. We've never had an accident in Jesus' name on the stairs. Little kids, you know, really, what a great place to put children's ministry. But anyway, so they're thinking, you know, how did they treat me? How did they treat my kids? Oh, how did they treat me when I came in with a baby in a carrier and two toddlers? We're like, yeah, don't sit up front, sit in the back. Tell your kid, you know, okay. So why am I telling you all this? Because that means you all play a part in people's story. You are rescued to be a rescuer. And you all play a part. I just come, Pastor D. No, man, you play a part. So say out loud, I play a part. All right. Open up your Bibles to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. Open up to Luke chapter 5. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. We got a bucket load of Bibles. We'll give them to you. You can have them. I know nowadays everybody's got the Bible app, okay? But if you need a Bible, we'll give it to you. They also put it up on the screen, but don't put it up on the screen. Not ready there. But just get your Luke chapter 5, okay? Oh, by the way, that story, true story, that daddy came to church. Receive Jesus. I cry. I still can't help it. I still cry. Shoo. I've heard that story. Whoa. Okay. All right. Our church and every church has a vision. Our church is really simple. Actually, it's the old vision. We just kind of, what do you call it? Rebranded it. Same thing. Gather, grow, and go. Gather, grow, and go. We gather to worship God. We worship Him because, my gosh, I'm in awe that He thought I was a something, that He would rescue me. How could I not worship Him? How could I not worship Him? And let me tell you, I can even worship Him with Southern gospel music on. Because I don't like Southern gospel music, guys, but I'm in awe. How could I not worship Him? Okay. So we may not play your favorites, but we're going to worship Him. So our vision is to gather to worship Him. And the second part is to grow. We want you to grow in your relationship with the Lord. I don't want to have you saved in 25 years. You're still the baby. Okay? Okay, so, and if we encourage you to read your Bible. And if you're reading your Bible, you're going to grow. You're going to grow in your relationship. And you're not always going to be calling me up, Pastor D, Pastor D, Pastor D. That's okay in the beginning. But yes, you're in the Word of God. You're going to start growing. How many of you have been growing? Man, I'm growing. I'm not the big baby anymore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we gather, and then we gather to grow, to worship, and then we grow in our relationship. And you know, the funny thing happens is when I start growing in my relationship with the Lord, I will start growing with relationships with people. You know, you get sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. It's only because of Jesus. All right. And it also, all through the Bible, they just slam you all the time. Love the brethren. Can you imagine you have to be reminded to love the brethren? Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, right? Yeah, I need to be reminded. So as we're growing, I'm going to grow in my relationship with the Lord, and I'm going to grow in brethren, my loving people and people in my life. And the last part of our vision is go. Everybody say go. Go. We are goers to go reach those who are far from Jesus. Reach people who are far from God. Okay? So we and our big message today is you were rescued to be a rescuer. That makes you a goer. You're a goer. All right. Praise the Lord. So we're going to goer here. And this is what I titled the message. You can write it down. Story Changers. The title of the message is called Story Changers. Praise the Lord. And, you know, why did I give you that? Because every person that walks into this place should experience their one day. What do I mean by one day? The one, they walk in and the one day they experience Jesus and their whole life gets changed. Just takes one day.
just one day to have an experience where your story, your life, your story actually gets rewritten. And I'm thinking, thank you, Jesus, for rewriting my story, because I know the ending would have been horrible without the Lord. So we want everybody that comes into this place to have their one day, ta-da, one day where they're going to experience Jesus and have their life changed, life better, okay? Where actually Jesus is going to rewrite their story. So y'all, Luke chapter 5, praise the Lord. Jesus right there is going to rewrite some stories. Jesus is going to, with a bunch of guys, they're going to have their one day, and Jesus is going to rewrite their story. Praise the Lord. Now, just think about what your life, and I think about this occasionally, what would my life be if I did not have my one day where I had this encounter with the Lord Jesus and he rewrote my story? What would your life be like? Well, I'd be in New Jersey. I'm pretty sure I'd be in New Jersey. All right. And, I've shared this many times. I'd probably be dead, because everybody in my family has an addiction problem, or had. They've already died. I am last man standing with my younger sister here. Okay. Addictions. Like, we wrote the book on addictions. You name the addiction, we got the addiction. So had I not had my one day where Jesus... I wouldn't have been here. I'm not here. I would not be here. And some of you, if you had not had your one day, you'd be in jail. All right. How many of you know our friend, Pastor Jim Law? He's going to be up here in another couple months. May or June. He's going to be up here. And, he's wonderful. Just love him. But listen, he wasn't always so sweet and nice. I think we might even have his book in the bookstore here. But listen, he ran with gangs, he had drugs, and he was a thief. So he ended up in prison, okay, where he finally had his one day, and he changed, and then he got out of prison. And I remember talking to our dear friend Scott. He said, the only thing different with Jim and him is I didn't get caught, and Jim did. Yeah, so some of you, if you had not had your one day, You're not too good. Listen, I'd be in trouble. You'd be in trouble. How many of you say I'd be in trouble if I didn't have my one day? Shoo, man. So my life story got rewritten in one day. All right. And I can always look back. I can look back and I remember my one day. I remember that day. I was a lot younger and skinnier. No, I remember my one day where my story changed forever. And I'm so grateful. So grateful. So you're grateful for your one day? Praise the Lord. Well, this Easter, next Sunday, there's a whole bunch of people that are going to come. And we're praying that they're all going to have their one day, just one day where they're going to have an encounter with Jesus. And their life story is going to be changed. But takes all of us. Amen. All right. And the funny part is, we've been praying about this. I gave you cards, told you to pray about it. They might not even realize they're going to have a one day. They might not even understand they're going to have a one day. Okay. We're praying they're going to have a one day where Jesus comes so real in their life that he changes their story, rewrites stories. Praise the Lord. Okay. And yeah, how many of you would say, yeah, it's a game changer when Jesus comes in? It changes the game. Look at your spouse and say, thank God. All right. Yeah. Changes. They change. It's a game changer. Because the game changer is their life story got rewritten. Praise the Lord. All right. So Luke chapter 5, Jesus is about ready to change stories. Bunch of guys, their story's going to get changed. It's their one day. Praise the Lord. And here we go. Before I get, let me deal with it. Okay, I'm going to get to it. Okay. I found this statistic. Actually, I found it a couple years ago, so I don't know how current it is, but write this down. 82% of unchurched people. Anybody know some unchurched people? 82% of unchurched people, this is what the statistic is, says, would likely attend church if in Adam, 82% of unchurched people said they would likely come if someone invited them. The rest of the part says this, but only 2% of church people invite him. Ooh, ouch. Yes. Okay. So 82% said, I come if you'd invite me. And the problem is only 2%. Okay, I'm not looking at anybody, but I know my 2%. They're just forever dragging people in here. I love them. But I tell you what, guys, we want that to change. Amen? We want that to change because people's stories need to be written, rewritten. Okay, so we want that to change, and we want to do life differently. I want to do life. I am challenged by my own message, okay? But, we want this, our culture to change. We want to change because we know that people need just one day. And their life will change. And eternity, whew, talks about eternity. Okay, so your story's been changed. Guess what? You are rescued to be a... All right. So finally, Luke chapter 5. Here we go. I'm going to read this out of the NIV. Okay, here we go. Luke chapter 5, verses 1. One day. Everybody say one day. I stole this message from Jesus. I love stealing messages from Jesus. Okay. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon Peter, and he asked him to put it out a little farther from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boats. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon Peter answers, "Master, we've worked hard all night long and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I'll let our nets down. It's sort of like saying, "I'm the fisherman, you're the preacher. Are you kidding me? But I'll let down my nets." Okay? So when they had done that, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. I guess that's a lot of fish, huh? That's a lot of fish, right? Okay, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. If you're taking notes, write down the word nets. N-E-T-S. Nets. As a church, we think about nets. We are aware of nets. Okay? We are aware of nets. And let me tell you about what we've done just in the last 3-4 weeks. Nets. Pastor Sherry, and I don't know if it's you or Nevin, slamming Facebook. We are advertising through the net of Facebook. Easter, come. Okay? That's a net. All right? The other one we do is, any of you have children in the preschool or the children's ministry? We got these big stickers. They look like Easter eggs. And a couple of weeks ago, it says, 3 weeks to Easter. That's a net. And the week after that, we put another sticker on your cute little kid. And it said, 2 weeks to Easter. Invite somebody. I can't remember what they invite. And then, I guess it's this Sunday, they get their sticker. It says, 1 week to Easter. Invite people. Guys, it's just a pretty net, right? It's a net. Everybody say net. All right. And a couple weeks ago, we sent out those invite cards. We sent out those invite nets. So I am aware, we are aware of nets that have to go out there. Praise the Lord. But and I have a friend in a different city. They put up big billboards in their city advertising their big Easter service. Like, high five, that's a big net. But can I tell you what the best, biggest, and strongest net is? You are. You are the best net. You're the best net because you get to look at somebody and say, hey, I'd like to invite you to church for Easter. By the way, everybody knows about Easter. We got Easter candy, Easter bunnies, jelly beans. I love jelly beans. Okay, jelly beans. Okay. And those little peep-peeps, those little spongy things. Yep, don't like those so much. But anyway, praise the Lord. So, listen, you get to be a rescuer next week, this week, by inviting people to come to church. And I'll tell you what, we're not going to be weird. I will take you down if you get weird. No weird going on, okay? Matter of fact, we're going to be cute. We're going to actually be cute because our kids are going to do one song with hand motions. Cute, right? Cute. So you can invite your mom. You can invite your dad. You can invite your granny and pappy and all that stuff. You can invite your coworkers. We're not going to be weird at all, okay? But I can tell you this. They're going to have a collision, bam, with Jesus. Because we've been praying and you've been praying. They're going to have a collision with Jesus. And they're either going to make a decision or they're going to have seed sown in their life. So that they can have their one day, so their story will be changed. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, you were rescued to be a rescuer. Praise the Lord. All right, how many of you are fishermen? Fisher ladies. I've only fished about this many times in my life. And it's not that I get grossed out. I just don't like the smell. Smell of fish and smell of gook that you stick on there. Y'all know about fishing, okay? Praise the Lord. But if you were a fisherman or you are a fisherman, can you imagine you had your boat and your friends have their boat and this Jesus says, hey, go let your nets down. And you probably would have done the teenager eye roll. Right? Are you kidding me? I've been up all night. You got that hungry, angry thing going on. Right? But they let their nets down. And so what happens? One boat starts filling up. It starts sinking. They call the other friends over with their boats, and they start filling up, and they get sinking. Yes, I can say that. And then Jesus says to them most profound things, because this is going to be their one day. Get ready. Hey, you fishermen, this one day you are no longer going to be fishing for fish. This one day I'm changing your job. This one day you're not going to be fishermen, right? And this one day you're going to fish for people. I say you are called to be a rescuer, all right? Jesus just changed their one day. And some of these guys, they had done this for generations. Generations have been their fishermen. That was their dad's boat and their grandpappy's boat, all right? And Jesus calls them and says, hey, this one day your job changes and you are no longer to fish for fish. You're going to fish for people. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Praise the Lord. All right, so Jesus says the same thing. You were rescued to be a rescuer. Your one day came, so now you're a rescuer. And you are supposed to be fishing for people, right? People, praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how far the church has gotten away from you're called to be a rescuer. You're called to fish people. This is how far. This is what the church says. Pastor, you're the one. High five. You're the one that's supposed to rescue people. You're the one that's supposed to go fishing for people. That's your job, Pastor. That's what the church thinks. Okay, everybody say no. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be, okay? You know what my real job is? My real job is to encourage the church, the y'all, the family, the believers. My job is to encourage you to do something with what you already heard. Okay? Okay? Hopefully I'm encouraging you, okay? I am to encourage you to do something. I encourage you to go invite, go fish for people, go invite them to come. That's my job, and that's your job. Praise the Lord. And listen, so that makes you all an influencer. All right. I can't influence your mom and your dad and Aunt Rosie and Uncle Bobby and stuff like that. I may never even meet them, but you go and you talk to them every day. You hang out with them. You are the best influencer for those people. All right. Pastor D, could you call my boss up and invite them to church? Come on. They're not even going to answer the phone. I got blocked numbers all over the place, right? Okay, because you have influence. You have influence with the people that God put, the fish, the people that God puts in your life. And you will influence them far better than I am. I am really tongue-twisted on with words. Better watch what I say. Woo! Got my words all tied up. All right. So I just want to encourage you. You all had a one day, changed your life forever. And there are people that God's put in your life that are waiting for their one day. And maybe you pray and hand them an invitation. Praise the Lord. That's simple. That's simple. Praise the Lord. So, one day. Praise the Lord. Turn over to Luke chapter. This time we're going to go to Luke chapter 14. Praise the Lord. Just imagine, while you're getting to Luke chapter 14, just imagine a whole bunch of people come to church on Sunday, Easter Sunday, and maybe they've got some stuff in their life. Anybody walked into Jesus with baggage, U-Hauls, trains, okay? Maybe they got some stuff going on in their life. Maybe they got some addictions going on in their life. That would have been me, okay? Okay, maybe, but somebody brought them to church. Maybe somebody's been brought to church and they've been just swimming in the pool of depression, all right? And they're thinking not such good thoughts, all right? But you invited them, and they have their one day, and Jesus comes in and changes their life, all right? And then, guess what they become? They're now rescuers, and someday they're going to go up to somebody that's struggling with the same thing, and they can say, hey, listen, I used to have this problem. This was my life, but I had a one day and Jesus rewrote my story, and Jesus loves you and he can rewrite your story, and there's no big mess that he can't take care of, so you can have your story rewritten. All because, where's my invitation card? All because of an invitation card. Praise the Lord. Amen. By the way, I carry these invitation cards. I got them. They're flying all over my car. I got them on the dash. I got them on the seat. I got them in my purse. And I don't really have pockets, but I just hand them out wherever I go. And where's Cindy? Where's Cindy? Oh, and I don't even tell them I'm a pastor. I don't tell them that. I said, hey, what are you doing next week? You know, it's Easter coming up. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, well, hey, here's an invitation. Thank you. Here's an invitation. If you want to come to church, come on to church. That easy. I do this all, and I'm telling you, just don't look at my car. It's a mess. I've got these all over the place. Praise the Lord. Okay. You over at Luke chapter 14? Praise God. This is Jesus inviting people to a banquet. This is Jesus inviting people to a banquet. He's telling a story about this. But I'm a pastor, so you know how I read this? This is us inviting people to church. So could you read it my way? All right? Just read it my way. Just follow my directions, okay? I'm going to start in verse 15. I'm going to read this out of the New Living, but just read along with your Bible. It's just great. And you can, I hope you write in your Bible. I used to have a lady, she said, I never write in my Bible. I'm like, write in your Bible, okay? So Luke chapter 14, starting at verse 15, I'm going to read verse 15 and 16 right now. Hearing this, a man sitting at the table with Jesus exclaimed, what a blessing it will be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God. And Jesus responds to him. Okay, Jesus replied with a story, with this story. Here we go. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. Okay, sent out many invitations. All right. So, you know, I always have some points. 1 point, 5 points, 10 points. I only got 4 points today. So this is my point. This is my question that I want to ask you. And you can write this down. Ready? Are you offering invitations, all right, to people who are far from God? And it doesn't have to be this. But this, write this down. Point number one, are you offering invitations to people who are far from God? I know a lot of you do this. I know a bunch of you do this, okay? But I want to, if you already do it, let's you know, take it higher. If you've never done it, I'm encouraging you, all right? So here's Jesus telling this story, and here's his question. Are you offering invitations to people who are far from God? So don't look so quiet and holy. Say, yeah, Pastor, I do this all the time. Okay? So why should I invite people who reach out to them because they're far from God? Turn on your news. Turn on your news. Not New York City news. Don't even, you know, I'm talking York County. Do you know we've got overdoses that are off the chart? And I was talking with, I forgot who that was. Can't remember if that was a doctor or a nurse or anything. And I said, well, there's a bunch of street people that are overdosing on heroin. They're moms. They're dads. They're business people overdosing. So why should you give an invitation to rescue somebody? Hey, I'm not even going to go there. Our schools. Okay. I'm not talking New York City. I'm talking York County. Why should you give an invitation to rescue people? All right, we got shootings, we've got, oh, your county's got sex trafficking going on. Not the big suburbs, the big cities and stuff like your county, okay? This is our problems. These are our problems, and I'll tell you what. Oh, let me tell you another one. Oh, a couple decades ago, oh, a bunch of smart people got together, the world, and they decided, oh, let's just take God out of our schools. Won't that be so cool? Well, here we are today, okay? What's going on in our schools? Kids growing up, shoot, all right? You know, and our country needs revival. Bad, okay? Our schools need God back in there. Our universities, our homes, okay? So, praise the Lord. So this week, you got a couple of days to be an inviter to people who may be far from God. And I'm telling you, people are hurting. They're hurting, and it's really easy. It's just really easy to share the Lord Jesus with them, okay? They're ready. They're ready. They're ready to take your invitation, okay? They're ready. They got problems. Most of them don't know. They're looking for something. They don't know what they're looking for, but they want something that's stable in their life. That's why they call him Jesus the Rock, okay? So this week, would you be asking God who I can rescue? All right? With a simple invitation. Okay, I'll take you to the next level next week. But anyway, so let's bring people. Let's bring them so that when they hit our parking lot, they have their one day. They have their experience, whether they start walking in through our greeters and Coffee Connect and ushers. And by the way, they might hear a message. Okay? So let's do that. Let's read verse 17 now. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to tell the guests, "Come, the banquet's ready." But they all began making excuses. Everybody say excuses. Okay. One said, "I just bought a field and I must inspect it." Excuse. "Please excuse me." Another said, "I've just bought 5 pair of oxen and I want to try them out." "Please excuse me." Another said, get this one, "I just got married, so I can't come." What an excuse, okay? Point number two. Ready? Don't let someone's excuses stop you from giving an invitation. Don't let someone's excuses stop you. I have this friend who told this story that they invited this person every week, and this went on for a year. And one day they showed up. Okay? But what happens if, I invited them once. I invited them twice. Forget them. Don't let it stop you. And listen, people have excuses. I could write a novel on goofy excuses. Okay, but personally, these were pretty good too. I'm telling you what. All right? So we want to, don't get stopped by people's excuses. All right? We're expecting people to have their one day where their life's changed. So don't get bummed out with their excuses. Just stay on them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is I was talking to Michelle, and she said she was chit-chatting with her son, and he'd been working weekends for the last couple of years, and now he's not, and he just kind of got out of the habit. And he said, "Oh, yeah, Ma, I got that invitation from YCF. I'll be at church next week." Okay. All right. That was Annette, but this is a mom that's been inviting this kid. So don't let it stop you. All right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's read verse 21. The servant turned and told his master what they had said. All their excuses, all right? And his master was furious, and he said, "Go quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and invite the poor, the cripple, the blind, and the lame." Okay, so who are these people? The cripple, the poor, the blind, the lame. You know who they are? They're the people that don't have excuses. Their lives aren't so busy crazy. All right? They probably don't have excuses. So go get them. Go find them and bring them in. Amen. Okay, the next verse, 22. After the servant had done this, he reported, "There's still room for more." Praise the Lord. Point three. Ready? Part of our vision is to go. Point three. Ready? Go and reach people who are far from God. That's who they were, that last bunch. They were far from God. Far from God. And we are commanded to go. All right? Story time. Is Amber here? Is she up here? Oh, Amber. So we didn't quite read all the emails when we should have read the emails. Okay, whatever. But Monday, I'm at home. My day off, I'm at home. I can do whatever I want on my day off. And if you call, I'll decide if I'm calling you back. Sorry, but I usually get there. Okay. I'm not looking to share. I'm going to get on my case about that. But anyway, it's Monday and I'm reading these emails. Holy Toledo. We're supposed to download this program. We have a bank that we dump our money in, and we have an online program, and you had to do it by Monday. I wasn't reading this till later on. Ah, okay. So I'm like, oh, okay. And you know, usually all these programs say, download the new program. And sometimes I'm like, the old one's fine. Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, didn't read the fine print. Finally read the fine print. I call Amber up. Go, oh, my gosh. Because she really does this. And I just go, oh, my gosh. And then we have the snow. So Monday we're supposed to do this stuff. Tuesday, oh my gosh. Wednesday, we couldn't do anything. And then I get this email from the bank. Oh, the offices are closed. So you, tough luck. No, that's sort of like you can read there. But you need to have downloaded the new program so your reoccurring payroll deposits goes to somebody's bank. AKA, you're not getting paid, right? Okay, so Amber comes in, bless her heart, I'm going to tell a story, with her three kids. We had a blast. She's got great kids. Jason, high five, good. Great. Jason's got their kids too. And they were good. Listen, I used to drag four kids in here, and praise the Lord, one time, we're at an elders meeting downstairs. My four kids are running around with a bunch of other elders' kids, and all of a sudden, one of my kids comes running in. Mom, what, we're in the elder meeting. Mom, was it Joy or Cassie? I think it was Joy. Joy took Sherry's car and backed it into a tree. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Cassie took Joy's car. No, Cassie's 14. Does not have a driver's license. Took Joy's car while we're in the elder meeting and backed into a tree in the parking lot across the street. So your kids did great, Amber. Let me tell you. I tell that whole story. It was so funny. We made Cassie pay. Fix that car, by the way. Good parents make your kids pay. Okay, I don't know where I am. Let me think. All right. Okay, so the bank. We're calling. We stayed till 5 or 6 o'clock that night, Thursday, and they would not call us back because they write this thing for an IT. Amber's calling Jason. We finally download the program, and then they tell you, you have to call us so that we can set the new template so you can get your money to your people. So we're calling. I come in the office, calling. Amber's not home. Amber couldn't come in that day. That's fine. I said, no problem, Amber, no problem. So calling. And at 4:45, I know I'm a little day late, a little over. I send an email. 10 minutes, I get a phone call. You know what I learned? Forget the phone call, email people. So this really nice gentleman answers the phone, and I thought, go nice, D, go nice, go nice. So I start cracking jokes. Thank you, Jack Cashman, for teaching me that. And just, you know, and then I told him, I said, listen, we got your other email the next day, and it said, sorry, the system wasn't quite working, but we worked out some of those kinks. And sorry, the office is closed. And sorry, we're experiencing high volume, so we're sorry. All right. So when we saw that, I said, we got to pray for them. So we did. We prayed. So when the guy called me up, I said, hey, listen, we're praying for you. He said, really? I said, no, I don't lie. Pastor, don't lie. And I said, we prayed for you. We prayed for you. Right there, that guy was so sweet. So sweet. And then I tell him, I said, listen, by faith, technology is my friend. And next month I turn 64, so talk to me nice. Okay? Talk to me nice. Tell me what I'm doing. So he talks to me nice and stuff. So that is 5 minutes to 5. He finally gets it all changed, download it. The only problem is the banks are closed. So I call staff up. I say, your money's not going to show up till Monday. But anyway. So in the conversation, we're talking and stuff, and I said, listen, when we pray for you, I understood what was going on because we have a church program, and at the end of December, the first 4 weeks in January, they're slammed with phone calls too. And we call them, like, how do you wrap up the year? How do you, you know, people are calling about audits. People are calling about how do you get your papers and your W-2s. And we noticed, it took us about 2 years, we noticed they get a little crabby. So we started praying for them, too. So that's why. So I told him that story. He said, that's really nice. He says, you must be getting, he didn't say crabby. He says, you must be getting a little pressure, too, because next week's Holy Week. I'm like, yes! That was my door. I said, well, yes, next week's Holy Week. If you don't have a church, I'd like you to come. We're on the west end of town. I know where your offices are. It's all 7 minutes away. And he started sputtering, and he said, well, thank you very much. Why did I tell you that story? Just because we're going to read our emails ahead of time. But I tell you that story. It was so simple just to invite this guy. Well, Pastor D, he could be homosexual. We don't want that kind of people at our church. Get off your high and mighty horse. I read my Bible. Jesus died for people that needed a physician. He died for people who need help. All right? I needed help. That's why Jesus died. You needed help. That's why Jesus died, okay? And our goal, our is, like, people come in here, and we are to welcome them, right? Welcome them, love them, and guess what? You don't have to change them. I like doing, making people do things, but I found out I can't change people. But I can give them their one day where Jesus will change their whole life story. Praise the Lord. And you all play a part. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that was exciting. Do I have any more scriptures to read in there? Okay, that was point three. One more. Yep. Praise the Lord. Point four, and then we're going to wrap up. Here we go. Number four, the house can only be full if we each do our part. But let me read you that scripture. Verse 23, so the master said, go into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come so that the house will be full. So that the house will be full. So the house can only be full if each of us does our part. All right? Each of us does our part. So I used to tell kids downstairs, I don't want to see one empty chair. And I said, I bet Jesus is sitting up there going, I don't want to see any empty spots in heaven. Because you were rescued to be a rescuer. Praise God. You were rescued to be a rescuer. And, you know, I could just preach and spit all over the place and get my words all, you know, and give a great message on Easter and a great message on Christmas. I can just do it. And then at the end, I'm going, if you're here today, like I usually do, and you don't know about where you're going to spend eternity, you know, and you would like Jesus to come into your life and change your life, raise your hand. Somebody raise your hand. Somebody raise your hand in Jesus' name. And you know what I noticed? Nobody raised their hand. Okay, you know why? Because we're fishing out of the same pond. Okay? So, I don't know much about fish, so you got these little fish. What are those koi, okay. You're in there, and you're going to go, I'm going to go fishing in your koi pond. Those are, they're so pretty. They're amazing, okay? But you're telling me, I'm going to go fish for bass. Yeah, but you're fishing in the koi pond. Guess what you're going to get? Okay. You know why? You know what, guys? We got to go out of the pond here, the church, and go for the unchurch. Okay? You know, the poor, the lame, the broken, the hurt, the lost, the stinking. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So we're going to fish and not in our pond, all right? And then I'll say, if there's anybody here who'd like to receive the Lord Jesus, raise your hand. And the hands are going to go up, okay? Otherwise, nothing's changing. So how about from this day forward that we change our culture here? YCF is changing their culture. This isn't an invite culture. This is a story changer church. Amen? Let's say it. I'm a story changer. All right. Because every time you give an invitation, there is that possibility that someone's going to have their one day, their life's going to be changed. And it's not just changed while they're on the planet. It's changed forever, eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. So everybody say, one day, story changers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Think about your one day. You remember your one day? I remember my one day. You know, my one day, I gave excuses. I ran with this. I was studying to be an elementary ed teacher, so I was running around with that group here. And these two girls, they just were constantly inviting me, not to church, but to a small group. Okay? Because college kids don't get up on the weekend, you know, so we do midweek here. So they invited me, and I had excuse. I wrote the book on excuses. And then I had my one day, and I went with them. And I really went with them to the small group, the Bible study, just so you leave me alone. I'll go, all right, people. Today, I had my one day. My life was changed forever, gloriously, and I'm so grateful. So someone gives you an excuse, don't worry. Just stay on them. Pray for them. Praise the Lord. Let me give you two things you should do. Okay, you got your card. What do I do with this card? Sit on it for a second. First thing you need to do is pray. Pray. Listen, otherwise you're a bull in the china shop sometimes and you just do more damage than good. Please pray. What do we pray? Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he send laborers. Maybe not even just you. Okay, so you're going to pray for these people, pray for people that God would send other people. Someone once said, well, who's a laborer? Anybody they'll listen to. Okay? Anybody they'll listen to. So we're going to pray that other people would go. We're going to pray the Holy Spirit draws them. We're going to command their eyes open that they can see Jesus. We're going to command their ears open that they can hear this gospel. And all of a sudden they'll say, I'm ready. I'm ready for my one day. So you have to pray. Okay? So you're going to pray. You're going to pray for people. Pray for people. Pray for people. And then the second one is ask. Open up to Psalm 2, verse 8. If you don't feel like opening up, they'll pop it up, write it down. Psalm 2, verse 8. First thing you're going to do, pray. Second thing, you're going to ask. Here's my good scripture. Well, ask the Lord who you go to. Okay, but here's the scripture. All right, this is God. All right, well, let me read it to you. Ask of me, that's God. He's the me. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. Some translations say what? Heathens, Gentiles, aka lost. Ask of me and I'll give you the lost for your inheritance. And the ends of the earth for your possession. So this is God the Father and he's speaking to Jesus and he's telling Jesus to ask. He's telling Jesus to ask. And by the way, Jesus asked and he got the nations, the Gentiles. He's got all, okay? But guess what? You're allowed to ask. You're allowed to go, Father God, I come to you and I'm asking for Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob, and I'm asking for Janie and my coworker and my boss that's a pain in my neck. God, I'm asking for them. You are allowed to ask. Everybody say ask. Okay, you're allowed to ask. Praise the Lord. God, I'm asking for them, all right? So you need to ask and say, God, I'm asking for so-and-so. I'm asking that they have their one day. I'm asking that they come to church. And you know, by the way, you don't have to wait for church. Just get them on the spot, right? Joyce, don't wait. You don't have to wait from church. But if you don't want to, I used to bring everybody to church because I was like, I don't know what to do. All right. But you can ask that they have their one day. How about next Sunday? Praise the Lord. Praise God. So your assignment is to pray and ask and pray and ask and pray and ask and pray and ask. Okay? Couldn't think of anything hard. That was it. So your assignment next week before Easter is pray and ask, okay? I pulled this off. I saw this on Facebook. Anybody know who Christine Kane is? She came out of Hillsong and just a horrific life. And she had a one day, changed her life. And it was a process. But she wrote this. And she, by the way, she writes books. She's a tremendous speaker. Just YouTuber. Go. You won't be disappointed. Okay, she wrote this. Life is too short. The world is too big, and God's love is too great to live ordinary. And I took that as I can be a 2%er, or I can change the way my life is, and now I am a rescuer. That just spoke to me with this message. I am going to be a rescuer. I am going to be a rescuer because He rescued me. I'm so grateful. And there's people that are waiting for you that you alone influence. Okay? Praise the Lord. So, get your card. Anybody need a card? Should have a card. Raise your hand. I need my ushers back there giving out cards. And look on the seat to the right, to the left. There's cards all over the place. Okay. Mark, are there cards in the back there? Thank you. Praise God. We're going to pray, and then we're going to ask. We're going to pray, and then we're going to ask. Praise God. Need a card? Really, I think you need a bunch of cards, but I'll let you out with one, okay? Hold your card here and let's go. Father, you said to ask. So we're asking. We're asking, Father, we're asking and we're praying for, and you name the people. Father, I just thank you for Jesse. I just say their names. Father, we're asking for this person. I'm 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 asking for this person. Hallelujah. Okay? And Father, we pray for every person that we invite, that the Holy Spirit would go first. The Holy Spirit would prepare their heart, Father, and we pray that they'd have no excuses. All the things that would distract them from coming, we just tell them to shut up, stop, leave. And we pray, Father, that they would receive this invitation and they would come to have their one day. And Father, I pray for everybody here that you'd have an awesome Easter Sunday also. And Father, we thank you for story changes next week. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. So what's your homework? Pray, invite, pray, invite, pray, invite. Hey, listen, just close your eyes just for one more moment. I'm not dismissing you yet. You've got two more minutes here, okay? Close your eyes, all right? This is between you and God. This is between you and God. Because, you know, if I could make you, I'd make you. But this, I can't. This is between you and God. If you're here, you're going to get in your practice for next week. If you're here and you're not sure where you would spend eternity, you're not sure if you were to die today, where you would land, where you would spend the rest of your life, and you're not sure, and you're like, you know, Pastor, after hearing this, I think I need to be sure. If that's you, and you'd like to know of your eternity, I can tell you. Real simple. Actually, Jesus can tell you. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, and no one comes to the Father except through and by me. So here's the invitation. If you'd like to know the answer to that question, it's simply receiving Jesus. So would you raise your hand if you'd like to receive Jesus? All right, and I'm going to pray for you. No one, everybody's got their eyes closed. No one's looking around. Praise the Lord, just here. Okay, maybe you're here and you say, Pastor, I prayed that prayer. I asked Jesus into my life, but I've just forgotten to serve the Lord. I've just forgotten who he is. I've actually just kind of walked away. And I'd like to commit my life again. All right? Well, if that's you, raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. So if somebody here, just say, you know, I'm just ready to do a fresh commitment to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, if you're here and you need prayer for any one of those, I'd like to pray for you. Just raise your hand. It's real easy. Just raise your hand and we're going to pray for you. Matter of fact, I see that hand. Thank you. You can put it down. Anybody else just want me to pray for you? Praise the Lord. I'm not going to drag you around here. Okay. This is how it goes. Everybody is going to pray with you. But you that raise your hand, pray it so you hear yourself. Because the Bible says you need to call, all right? So pray it, all right? And then I'm going to tell you before we get to the punchline. And then write on your Bible, today had my one day. My life changed. Write in your Bible the date. Today's March 25th, all right? So everybody say this after me. Ready? Lord God, I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And I receive him as my Savior. My sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Shoo. And I give my heart. I give my life to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm now a child of God. Jesus is my Lord. Heaven is my home. And now I am a rescuer. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to tell you, heaven's going ballistic. It says they celebrate when one person actually comes.